You're on the road, away from friends and family. You have an 8-hour drive to get to your next destination. So there you are, bleary-eyed at 6 in the morning, juggling a cup of coffee along with a map. When you finally get there, you barely have time to down a cold sandwich before setting up for a sound check. Then you stand around for a few hours, stomping your feet and spilling your heart. What are you? A folk singer. That's how modern-day troubadours make a living. But hey, it's not all glamour. And luckily, those long hours on the road are perfect for introspection. Greg Greenway didn't have quite that long a drive to make it here today. He's with me in NPR's Studio 4A with his guitar to play a few songs and to talk about the traveling life. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you very much.
Now, is that an accurate description that I've just given?
That was yesterday.
Well, how many songs do you actually cook up when you're driving? And do you have a little pad by you with a pen that you jot things down on?
That would be unsafe.
Of course.
The great thing about the road, my aphorism for that is that it's a great place to be when you have an idea. You know, it's a great place to work on something because you can literally, in the car is one of the only places you can be in this world today and have an uninterrupted, you know, attention span. So you can work on your lyrics just for hours at a time. And that's what I do. You know, my lyrics have to stand the test of the sense of sound. You know, if you write something on a piece of paper, that's one thing. They may look good on a piece of paper, but how they are sound in the air is really critical. So, you know, I'm just forever working on words in the car, just singing and singing and singing and singing in the car. So that's a great time.
How different are the songs that you write when you're on the road from the songs you write at home when you're in a comfortable place?
Usually there's better guitar work in the ones at home. You kind of play games with yourself anyway. So you want to be able to write songs without touching your instrument. You want to be able to take things.
Why? Why is that?
Well, because when you put your hand on the guitar, a whole other part of your brain is activated, you know, like you become a player. Something very distinct happens when I pick the guitar up. There are favorite licks my fingers want to do. There are things that I want, you know, that I've already sort of worked out and want to get in. So there's a sort of a prejudice in my hands about that. So if I write a song outside of that, you know, if you get outside of the bounds of that, then the song that you write is apt to be a little bit more original.
There's a song you've written called Safely Home. I think it's unusual in that you are talking about a side of love that makes people a little uncomfortable, that we don't really, you know, you don't like to talk about so much because it's about desire, it's about, in all its aspects, it's about lust, it's about all the things that kind of take you away from home. And this is a song about how you handle that in your head and your heart and still get yourself safely back home.
I try to go there. I try to be totally honest. Society doesn't like talking about certain aspects of life. They don't like talking about sex. But to talk in a healthy way about what part of your life it is, you know, and how big a force it is in people's lives, it's a huge force in people's lives. And I try to really depict what's going on.
Can you play it for us?
Yeah.
Speaks in strange voices, wild words. I fell into desire like I fell into the sea, willingly falling free.
Greg Greenway singing his song, Safely Home. This is going to be a question that's probably going to drive you crazy because I think all folk musicians are sick of hearing this, but you're in a kind of unusual profession. People hear folk music, and if they're not fans already, they cast back in their mind to some time of smoky, you know, coffee houses and guys with beards, and maybe they had berets or, I don't know, some kind of woolen hat and flannel shirts. I mean, this is the image people have when you say folk music.
Right. It's become really a very eclectic form, which I totally love. Under the umbrella of folk music, there's a whole lot of unique people who have taken it to completely different places, bringing in all kinds of influences.
Where would you say your influences come from?
I probably came from, I grew up in the kind of the James Taylor generation. When I moved to Boston, I moved into this musical melting pot where there were just thousands of musicians. And I think I got more influenced by the guys who were studying jazz at Berkeley, you know, who would come over to me and say, you know, that's the fourth song you've written with that exact same rhythm, you know. And I'd go, oh, I never even thought about it, you know. So they really turned me on to all kinds of different music. And I think that's what's happened there. There are people who are playing now that bring just a much, much broader vocabulary into folk music.
You moved to Boston from Richmond, Virginia,
right,
where you had grown up.
Right.
Well, Richmond came back into your life in a big way, though, with a song that has become really your signature song, this anthem, A Road Worth Walking Down.
Right. Right. My first CD is entitled A Road Worth Walking Down from that song. And all of that really came from when my dad died in 1990. That's when I was in a rock band. And something happens when you lose a parent. You get this kind of laser beam-like clarity in your life. And the laser beam clarity for me was that I needed to get back to what form of music where I really belonged. And so that's what I did. I made my first CD from that sort of experience. And that's really what's in that song, is about how the past sets you onto such a momentum and gives you such an impetus that you get good things to carry along with you, you get bad things. So that's the big question in that song.
And here it is.
Oh, I have seen my brother stumble. I have seen my father fall like shadows from behind me, reaching out so far that I always have wondered. My feet are so blinded, if ever they'll find their ground on a road worth walking down.
Folk musician Greg Greenway joined us in NPR Studio 4A. His new album is called Something Worth Doing.
Yes, I have walked these empty sidewalks without a trace, without a sign, past windows with their shades drawn tight over thousands of lives. Thousands of lives, and I wonder, my eyes are so blinded, if ever they'll see somehow a road worth walking down.